Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 7. We made it through our beautiful week. Woohoo! And here we are on day 7 and about to go into the rest of the 21 days. So I do hope that if you haven't already, that you are going to join me on the 21-day adventure, because let me tell you, we're just kind of getting started here. And part of it is because we're breaking habits. And when we break habits, it's the first week allows us to see what's possible. And then the rest of the 14 days allows us to go into this beautiful building, rebuilding. It's like we renovated and we've torn down the old structures, and it's now time to build up the new structures. And so I do hope you'll join me. And if you're interested in that, go to 21daystress.com. And register, and that way you own and you're part of the group. We're going to start a new 21-day Facebook group, and you get your own little listening salon, and we continue the journey. So I hope that's something you're considering doing. So tap into, and you might want to grab your journal if it's handy, and look at the first page. Look at the first page and see what you wrote there about what you wanted to accomplish this week and maybe in the full 21 days. And just notice if you're a little different. Notice if you're thinking slightly differently. Notice if you're looking at the world in a slightly different way. Notice that you might have that pause that I've been talking about, that beautiful pause. That is, and something shows up, and instead of going straight into the reaction, you go into a slight pause and maybe go into the reaction still, but you're conscious of the reaction. You're noticing it. Or maybe you pause and choose not to go into the reaction and instead choose to do a spontaneous transformation technique, healing on yourself. Or you go into your divine qualities and remember who you are. You choose to say, you know what, I'm boiling up, and you start to notice your tells, like I'm clenching my teeth, I'm blinking fast, the tension in my shoulders is raising. Remember the tells that you're noticing, and you decide to go and do one of your stress relievers, and you change. Stress is becoming a choice. Not quite there yet, but you're noticing that it could be a choice. So Sally said, yes, I did that. Excellent. Good. Yeah. So just tap into you in this moment and notice who you are and where you're going. Notice that there's been a change. Notice that. Notice that, and just kind of suppose that if you've changed this much in 7 days, you continue all along the 21-day program, and then maybe even you do the program again because you'll own it when you're doing the 21 days. Just imagine what kind of a life you're going to have, because as we've been talking about, we've got these beautiful beliefs deep in the subconscious that are basically running the show with wild and warped coping mechanisms to keep us safe, like blame and judgment or lashing out or not saying anything and blowing up or stress and overwhelm and anxiety. These are all coping mechanisms. And I know that sounds weird, that how can a stress and overwhelm keep me safe? Well, it does keep us in a particular place. And the mind says, if there's no movement, at least we're safe. At least we're safe. So imagine now. It's 3 months from now. You've done the 21 days. You've done maybe 2 21 days. Maybe even done 3 21 days. You've done them in a row. We've had some people do these for an entire year. They just keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. Just imagine this. Imagine that you're unwinding and unwinding and unwinding, and you're building this beautiful infrastructure, this new infrastructure. We've torn down the old infrastructure, and we're continuing to do some renovations, so there's still some tearing down to do for sure. And now we're starting to build these new, this new structure of beliefs that, and just bear with me now, that the world is here for me. That I live in a benevolent universe that supports me. That life is here for me, nudging me to an expansion that isn't possible without the current circumstances of my life. That I trust my soul's journey. What if those were true? Let's go through them. What if, just play with me right now, just play. What if, just say this to yourself and dance with it a little bit. Play, pretend, fantasize. This is full on fantasy here right now. None of this is true, okay? Just play with, what if I live in a benevolent universe that supports me? What if that were true? Oh, there it is, there it is. Feel that energy. What if I live in a benevolent universe that supports me? What if that were true? Wouldn't that be cool? What if I live in a benevolent universe that supports me? Oh, what would that feel like? Just tap into what that might feel like. What might that feel like? I live in a benevolent universe that supports me. Oh, what does that feel like? And remember, folks, stay to the end here today, okay? Because today is your freedom attunement, which is very exciting, which is part of the benevolent universe that you created. Woohoo! Right? What if I live in a benevolent universe that supports me? What would that be like if that were true? Tap in. Feel it. What would that be like? What would that be like? Oh my gosh, there's a beautiful healing unwinding happening right now. Just considering the possibility of a maybe that I live in a benevolent universe that supports me. What if that were true? That's it. That's it. What if everything, everything without exception is here supporting my soul's journey? What, just imagine what that would feel like. Just tap in. What, again, this is pure pretend, pure fantasy. What would it feel like if everything was here in support of me? My circumstances were here in support of my soul's journey. What if every single thing is here in support of my soul's journey, without exception? What if that were true? That it's all here in support. What if that were true? What would that be like? What would that be like if you knew in your heart, in your bones, in your blood, that every tiny moment of your life is supporting your soul's journey? In fact, let's just take this to the next level. What if it not only supported your soul's journey, but supported the very evolution of your soul? What if the circumstances of your life right now are in support of your expansion? Now, let's just test this, okay? So, the circumstances of your life, right, are here for you. In fact, your soul has yearned for some of the experiments that you're having right now. Your soul has yearned for some of this. So, some of you, Grace is sharing that she's not enjoying the fact that she's having problems with the broadcast. And unfortunately, that's not our technology. That's your technology. I'm really sorry. And here's what I recommend. Dial in to call right now. for those of you who are listening later, obviously you can't do that, but go to the listening salon and dial in, okay? That will solve it. Okie doke. Good. So the thing is that we think that there is no choice. We think that there is no choice. So we react. We react to life. And what if we are in constant choice? What if that were true? What if every single moment we get to choose how we react? We get to choose who we're going to be in that moment. We get to choose us. What if that were true? What would that feel like? What would that feel like? Right? What would that feel like? That's it. That's a great idea, by the way, Kate. Kate suggested that you use an incognito private window. You just go into the file and choose incognito window. And it has no cache, no nothing in it. It has no history, and it sometimes is cleaner. So in the midst of us talking about the what if, there's these challenges, right? This is just like life. I love when this happens. Life shows up. And we get to, in the moment, go focus attention on the little problem that's happening here, and I'm still living in a benevolent universe. Still here. Right? I've had a no accident during this anxiety and overwhelm and stress session in healing intensive. I've had extreme overwhelm, anxiety and stress, like extreme. And one of the things that I've gotten to notice is that regardless of what's happening, I am still a divine being of light. I still have my amazing divine qualities. I am still powerful. I still have choice in every moment. And there's something that happened in my circumstances that created pressure. All of those things are happening simultaneously. And that creates a transformation, a change in my field of being. What if I live in a benevolent universe that is here for me? What if every single moment of those moments of pressure allowed me to unwind something so deep that those circumstances had to be there in order for me to see and respond and move into choice with them? What if that were true? Right? What if that were true? What if you live in a benevolent universe? What if every moment of your life, every circumstances, including the technical difficulties right now that you might be experiencing, are here for you? What if they're here for you, showing you a piece of the puzzle of the pattern of your beliefs that couldn't have been revealed without this moment? What if that's all that's happening? And every moment of your life is here to support you. Okay, let's take this to the next level. What if you could trust your soul? What if you could trust every decision you make? What if you could trust your soul's decision? What if you cannot make a wrong choice? What if there are no wrong or bad decisions at all? And I talked about this recently on Masterworks Healing Membership site, which is I had a show yesterday. I have a spontaneous transformation show every month on that membership site. If you're interested in that, it's masterworkshealing.com/special. And we were talking about this very thing yesterday. What if you can't make a mistake? Really, truly, what if that were true? What would that feel like? What if you can't make a wrong decision? What would that feel like? And I'm going to tell you a story that I told yesterday. This is a wonderful book called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers by Annie Kagan. She was on my Healing with the Master series a couple times. And after my sister passed away, I read, 30 books on the afterlife. And this was one of the most meaningful to me. And she shared how her Interesting. I also shared this with the level one certification people who are in my level one STT certification right now. So this is meaningful right now for some reason. Billy Fingers, Annie's brother Billy, passed away and came to her and told her what the afterlife was like and talked to her about life and talked to her about his life and talked to her about what from his perspective he experienced as a soul. It's just a beautiful book. Now, what's interesting, as a side note, he was a full-on drug addict. He died by having a near-death, almost overdose, going into psychoses, running out the front of the hospital in his gown with his butt in full view, and he got hit by a car. I think he even ran into the highway or something. So it was not a noble death from our perspective. But from God's perspective, from the soul perspective, it was all perfect. And that's what he shares in the book, that he was actually a bit of a prophet. He helped many, many, many people around the world. And he came down in his life to experiment and play with addiction. That's what he came here to play. That was his game. So we would look at that as, wow, what a waste of a life. But he didn't look at that in the afterlife at all like that. Not at all. Right? So then he shares with his sister about this moment when he's doing his life review. And he's way out in the stars, and the stars coalesce to create these screens, and he can manipulate the screens, and he can look at all the decisions. It's called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. He looked at all of his decisions, and he was able to go down the track of the decision. Now, I suspect because there are multiple universes happening simultaneously, we're in one sliver of maybe hundreds or thousands. I don't know. Someone told me once that it's 23, the number of genomes there are. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But there are multiple realities happening at once. And I suspect he was tuning in to each of those realities based on a different decision, right? So there is one point where he was looking at getting married, and he decided not to in the actual life he lived. And he was able to then instead see how that decision would play out. He had children, and that whole thing played out. And all of these decisions, he was able to look at the ones he made and look at where they took them and look at the ones he didn't make and where they would have taken him. And the bottom line is all of the decisions took his soul to the same place. To exactly where he was, all of them. Now, the life was a little different. The consequences of the decisions were slightly different, but the soul's journey was the same. The soul's journey ended up with the same vibration. So, and that's why we're here. We're here for this amazing soul evolution, soul purpose. And many of you are also here to contribute to the planet at this time. To contribute to other souls. That's why you're here. No one who's working with me isn't at the front edge of transformation. So what if you can't make a wrong decision? What if you can't make a wrong decision? What if it's impossible? It's against the law of physics. You can't. What if that were true? Feel the chains of all those past decisions just breaking. What if what was meant for you can never be lost? What if what was meant for you can never be lost? What if that were true? What if what was meant for you can never, ever, ever be lost? What would that feel like? Just pretend with me. Just pretend with me. What if what was meant for you can never be lost? Never. Can you feel that? I can feel you feeling that. I can feel you feeling that. It's just an inkling. An inkling, by the way, contains within it the whole, so you're full on in. What if that were true? What is meant for you can never be lost, no matter what it looks like. What if that were true? What if every single part of your life is nudging you to be more you? Is nudging you into your power? Into your grace, into your beauty, into remembering the sliver of divinity that you are. What if there is not one thing going wrong in your life, even though it might look like that? And again, just pretend. just pretend right now, okay? Put your mind aside temporarily. The mind is just going to be put aside temporarily. And witness. It's part of the process, by the way. We don't want to get rid of the mind ever. The mind is an important and powerful ally and partner with us. We're just going to ask the mind to settle, to breathe, to take a nice breath, and to just witness. What if every single part of your life is here for you? What if there is nothing going wrong? What if everything is going right? What if you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now? What if this is exactly the moment that your soul wanted you to be in order for what's next to happen? What if that were true? What if that were true? What if that were true? Feel the freedom of that. There's this beautiful wave of opening happening within all of our spheres of being by just considering the possibility that life is here for us, that we live in a benevolent universe, that every part of our life is here supporting us. Every circumstance and moment of upset and stress is actually a nudge from the universe for us to unwind and remember who we are and expand and heal. The reason you are in a stress, overwhelm, and anxiety workshop is because of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. And you would have never heard these words if you hadn't have experienced that. Life is forever nudging you by through love. Now, what if every single circumstance of your life is love, is actually love, but it's just showing up in different hues and densities? What if it's all love? What if it's all love? Yeah, Kaylee's saying this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now, despite the struggle. Yes. What if it's all love? What if it's all love nudging us through different hues and densities? That the experiences I had in childhood made me a strong person, much stronger, so that I could do what I'm doing now. Who knows? What if that were true? What if none of what happened to us matters anymore because it forms something that we are now unwinding the stuff that no longer serves us and moving into our extreme power? What if we chose a level 10 experience this time around? Not level 1, not level 2, not 3, not nothing boring, full on level 10. And if I chose level 10 forgiveness. So guess what has to happen? Someone has to be forgiven, likely at a level 10. You get it? What if every single moment of our soul's journey is here for us, at the absolute yearning of our soul? What if, by listening to these words and considering that you are an amazing being of light, that you are a sliver of divinity itself, and that you are starting to remember that you are becoming a catalyst for this whole thing to change? What if that were true? That you are a catalyst just by considering that you live in a benevolent universe, just by considering that your soul knows what it's doing, just by considering that every part of your life is here for you, just by considering that as an inkling of a maybe of a what if, that you, by doing that, are changing your vibration so profoundly that it's impacting the whole planet. What if you, just being you, is all that is needed? What if you being you is all that is needed? What if that's it? Feel that. Notice what it feels like if those possibilities just might be real. Just get an inkling of it. Like I said, the inkling contains within it the whole. An inkling, if you take an inkling is like a sliver of a hologram. And the hologram contains within it the whole thing. So by just having an inkling of a possibility that it could be real, it is real. It is you. It is possible. And if nothing else, at least play and pretend. Play in this energy of, I am supported. I am supported. Claim that right now. Right now. Claim that. Share on the forum if you're listening on the audio live. If you're on Facebook, claim right now, I am supported. And if you can't claim I am supported, then put a what if in front of it. What if I am supported? That's it. What if I am supported? What does that feel like? And there's a beautiful unwinding happening, a powerful healing happening right now as we simply consider this. That's it. That's it. What if I am supported? What if my soul knows what it's doing? What if? What does that feel like? What if my soul knows what I'm doing? What if I am supported in this very moment? What if I'm supported in every moment after this? What if that were true? What if that were true? What would that feel like? Describe what it feels like. Describe what it feels like. What if I am supported? That's it. What if I am supported? Beautiful. Okay. So we're going to move into the attunement. And this is the attunement of freedom. And for those of you who are joining, the 21 days is actually an opportunity for you to get 3 additional attunements after this. We're going to do that sometime in June. Oh, those feel really good. So I'm just feeling the potency of this attunement as it's coming in. Now, let me just tell you what an attunement is. It's like Reiki. So Reiki uses attunements as like energy keys that turn on, that unlock something that's been dormant within you. And so that's what this is. This is the attunement of freedom. This attunement is going to act like an energy key, but it's designed exactly just for you right now. And it's also going to be designed for you whenever you listen to it again. So again, when you own this series, you get this attunement. You can listen over and over and over again to this beautiful attunement. And it will just layer in and layer in and layer in expansion. So know that it's going to go in and unlock this energy, this frequency of freedom that is distinctly yours, that is distinctly you. There's a custom key being built right now just for you. And know that this is coming from you, through me, to you, okay? So this is all yours. I'm not doing, I'm not sending. I am simply witnessing, holding intention that the key is being built, which it is, and that I witness and I act as a portal for the keys to come through me to you. And if you're listening now, live, or you're listening well into the future, if this is years later and you're listening, know that this is still for real. There is no time and space, so I've got you. I can see you. I know that sounds a little creepy. I see you. But really, truly, I can feel all the vibrations of each of the soul because we're a soul group. And I can feel everyone who's listening now and well into the future, and all of you are receiving your key. And you might hearken back to this time in the spring of 2017 and say, wow, things started to change then because I had you. You already got it. Isn't that cool? Okay, so here comes the attunement. And there is often silence when I'm doing an attunement. So don't freak out. There's going to be silence here while I do this attunement, okay? And sometimes I speak through it. I don't know. I never know what they want me to do. So here we go. Here comes the attunement. The attunement of freedom. This is going to unlock freedom in your field of being. And we just did these beautiful what ifs. So there's this beautiful ceremony of preparation that happened by our amazing belief-busting ceremony and and movement of what ifs that we just did. So here comes the attunement. Okay. Okay, so there's this wonderful light, this sweet light of your soul. It's like your soul light. And there's some little helpers too that are coming in and preparing your beautiful physical, emotional, and mental bodies and your soul itself for this attunement. And the soul has been waiting for it, so there's been preparation in advance of this as well. Right now there's just a little fine tune happening in your energy field and your physical, emotional, and mental bodies, so that you can not only receive, but it can be held, and there's an infrastructure for you to experience and play and be in this energy of freedom. And so all the keys are being formed right now. And there's some, like, master energy here. Whatever master you focus on is present with you right now. And they're telling me that they're holding your hands, and they're standing in front of you holding your hands and just loving you. And there's this bright, beautiful light. Each of you are getting whatever light you're seeing. Colors, I should say, colors. So each of you are getting 1, 2, 3, 7 colors. Whatever you're seeing is exactly what you're receiving. And these colors are kind of cleaning things up a little bit, clearing things away a little bit. That's it. That's it. Preparing you for this beautiful attunement. There we go. And the attunement's coming in now. And your helper and the master is there to guide that attunement in. That key is unlocking. There are some old energies that are just being invited out of your field of being that are no longer in alignment with this freedom energy. And so these beautiful energies are just being invited out. And the masters are here and the helpers are here to invite this right out of your field of being. There it is. And right out of our space, our sacred space here in this moment. That's it. That's it. That's it. And there's some wonderful light coming in to fill the void, if you will, of where these energies were living. And so, and all these beautiful energies are just outside now. You cannot get back in, and they're invited into the light. That's it. And now you are being filled with this beautiful, sweet, healing, nurturing, nourishing light that is helping to integrate the attunement even more and filling the place where those energies were. And there's this beautiful energy of love coming in. Pure, pure, neutral love. It has no conditions, no expectations, no attachments. Just pure, pure love. And you are just being loved and marinated and adored and cherished and honored. And this love is also saying, I'm sorry for what's happened. I'm so sorry. And you are so seen and so honored, and every one of your prayers has been heard. And this freedom attunement is one of the answers that is going to create space for you to be able to create more and more and more, and realize and recognize and remember that you are the creative force. That's what this love energy is saying. And it's loving you and honoring you and gently, sweetly embracing or giving you space, whatever it is that you require. This love energy is moving in and just honoring you at the most profound levels. Ah, there we go. Whew. Wow. Okay. So you are doing great. That was big. It's a big process. So when you're ready, open your eyes and open your eyes into this new field of freedom that is within you, that is you, that's as you, it's through you. It's been turned on. And you get to remember what freedom feels like and just tap into it right now. Describe what it feels like in this moment so that you can bring your cognitive, your mind along with you to notice that there's been a change. And what does it feel like to have this freedom within you? What does it feel like to have this freedom within you? That's it. Notice what it feels like. Notice what it feels like. Describe it to yourself, what it feels like to have this freedom within you. That's it. Ooh, yeah. This feels spacious. Someone just shared, and peace, stillness, and ease. That's right, Karen. Yeah, that's it. Let's see if anyone's sharing online. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Whew. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for playing with these 7 days. Thank you for honoring your journey and honoring you by saying yes and committing to 7 days. And I sincerely hope that you can commit to the full 21. I kept the price so low. I can't tell you this program. I just keep hearing to keep the price really, really low so as many of you as possible can do this. And, of course, all of this, you know, costs money for me too. So I'm trying to find the balance between keeping it super low so that you can continue on and allowing me to be supported in turn. I call it a value exchange, which is a true and honorable energy exchange. So I hope you're seeing that when you see that there's an opportunity for you to continue the final 14 days with me. If you go to 21daystress.com, 21daystress.com, I will see you tomorrow for those who are doing 21daystress.com. It's $67. 21daystress.com will get you there, and you can continue another 14 days for that. And we're going to get to breaking down the structures a little bit more of these old beliefs, but really now we're going to start building up some of the new ones. We're going to really start inculcating the new ideas, the new frequencies. And for those of you who registered today, you'll see that there's an opportunity as soon as you register to get 3 more attunements. And those 3 attunements, again, you get to choose what you pay. It's pretty cool. So all of these things are done on purpose. I have a really good reason for everything I'm doing. The 7 days gets the mind started to say, okay, I can do 7 days. It gets you into a groove and a rhythm so that you can then say, oh, 14 days is definitely something I want to do. And then I do these little upsell things after you register so that you can keep saying yes. It's a vibrational frequency. Every time you say yes to you, and the yeses are incredibly reasonable. You get to choose what you pay, and the yes is just such another powerful ping in the universe that says, I'm worth it. So every piece of the journey that we've had together, there is a reason why that supports you in saying yes to you. So I hope you'll say yes to you and continue on tomorrow with me. Now tomorrow, since it's a holiday Monday, I'm going to be opening up the lines at the end, and we're going to do a little bit of one-on-one healing work, okay? So watch for that. And for those who are watching this later, oh man, listen to the call tomorrow, because it is going to, on day eight, because when we do healing with one person, it creates this incredible group transformation. So you'll definitely want to listen. So it's going to be a slightly longer call tomorrow on day eight. And again, that's just for the people who decide to join me on the 21 days. And then later on in June, we'll be doing the other three freedom attunements, if you say yes to that. So 21daystress.com is where you go, and we get to hang out again for the next 14 days right here. Well, not exactly right here, but on Facebook Live, in a new group, on a new listening salon. And for you amazing 7-day people, congratulations. You've done something really quite amazing by spending 7 days honoring you, changing your mind. Well done. Well done. And what's possible next from here? So I love you. I thank you for being you. Thank you for this really remarkable co-creation. And I'll see those who are registering for the 21 days. I will see you tomorrow on day eight. I love you guys. Bye-bye now.
The conference is now completed.